You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
This is KALBF Mobile.
Morning, Chris. KBWP.
Doodle.
I'm still in Auburn, making my way out. I'm going to take the back roads instead of the highway today.
How'd you guys fare in the storm last night? Did you get much of anything?
No, not really. Brushing my teeth around 10 o'clock, getting ready for bed. I could hear thunder way out in the distance. I went down in the shack and disconnected everything. Pulled the cables, coax and stuff. Went back upstairs and nothing happened. We didn't get no lightning our way. We must have been hearing it squeaking by us, you know, going around us. It rained, and it was windy, but it was a warm rain. So, it didn't freeze until now. Temperature's dropping. Was 32, now it's 31, but that's probably because I'm moving. But no, nothing drastic. Sump pump keeps kicking on and off, so that's good.
Yeah, weather forecast last night, they were saying ice warning for today. Anything north of Genesee County. It's snowing on the radar. Yeah, it looks like all the rain right now is down by Detroit. Way down towards the Michigan-Indiana border, Chicago, and then up in Canada, it's showing all pink, freezing rain and stuff. The rain goes all the way back to Missouri, so it's going to be coming for a while, and then there's more down by Arkansas coming our way. So that's it. But yeah, they were saying there was a chance of freezing rain today. We'll see what we end up with.
It's pretty wild weather everywhere. I mentioned my son-in-law, he's in Indiana. He was telling my daughter, you know, his wife. And that's the loudest thunderstorm I ever heard in my life that they got. High winds and thunder and lightning and rain, and then the next day he woke up. What are we doing here, people? I just don't understand how nobody understands who's gonna go when they get to a four-way stop? Come on. Poorly educated people. Next morning woke up, he says there's trees down everywhere. So he must have got hit with the straight line winds. Well, he's doing all right. So work goes on. You might want to bump up your power to high power. In and out of the repeater, and the audio is on the weak side. Yeah, hopefully it don't get too disastrous later on today. Everybody stay safe. KB8RVP, KA8LDF. Just getting into Bay City.
Yeah, I should be better now. I was upstairs, downstairs. I ran out to the curb and turned the trash cans around. When the storm's coming, I face trash cans towards the house. I'm on the east side of the road. We get the winds out of the west, and there's been mornings where I wake up, go out, and everybody's trash cans are tipped over. There's trash all over. There's recycled stuff all over the yards. I'm out there picking it all up, so I've been turning it around so when the wind hits it, it's hitting the backside of the two trash cans, and spin them back around in the morning so they're ready to get picked up. Yeah, it looks like we got some crazy temperatures coming. I was looking at next Monday. The high is going to be 23 and the low is going to be 7 with a 40% chance of snow. This Friday, a 70% chance of frozen mix. And the next time it actually shows snow is next Monday and next Wednesday. And yeah, it's going to be a roller coaster like it usually is in the spring.
Isn't that the truth? Wow, 7 degrees. Cold is cold, man. Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm heading north this weekend or not. We didn't go last weekend. Had a lot of other stuff to do around the house. Grocery shopping. So I guess we're going to play it by ear on that one. See what we do. Yeah, we're not done with winter yet, man. Well, we haven't had any strong winds where trash is blowing over yet, or people's trash cans. Been kind of lucky on that one. I can just about imagine, especially the recycling cans, you know, those get pretty full. You know, I've seen them filled all the way up to the top end some, you know. Some people are smart enough where they use a razor knife to break down large boxes, and they got large boxes sitting next to the recycling bin, you know, and our boxes are blowing everywhere, you know, in somebody else's yard. Well, the temperature shows 32 degrees, so it's changing a little bit as I'm furthering way into Bay City.
KB8RVP. Yeah, I was dropping quick last night. I got done with work at 4, and I had to run up to Flint to get my allergy shot. Came back home, and we ate dinner quick. And Daddy and I go around and clean the storm drains right around our house. They were just packed with leaves. I filled up 2 trash bags. She rakes the top off, and then I bag it up, throw it in the trash can. That's the most I've ever got. There were still leaves stuck on the, I mean, some of the drains, it was like 8 inches high on top of the drain, and I knew all this rain was coming, and we've had our road flood before, so when we go for our evening walk, we clean the drains off too. I actually had to come back and get another trash bag. Everything was running sweet last night. Didn't have to worry about anything. We've had rain the water come right over the curbs in the front yard when it gets all plugged up. The city got a new street sweeper, but I haven't seen it out. He comes around in the fall and does a lot of the leaves that are in the road and along the curbs and on the drains, but I don't know why they don't get it out when we get a warm blast like that. We got a lot of rain coming. They just have the city truck, just a pickup truck, come around. If they're overflowing the main roads, they'll just pick up all the leaves and throw them on top of the yard. So we keep the drains clean. People stop and say, hey, how much do you charge to do my front yard? and they just say thanks and keep on trucking.
I do the same thing, too. I've got a storm drain off to the side of my driveway. I'll go over there with a garden rake and scoop it up and just put it on the out lawn. No sense in me bagging it up because they don't even take yard waste yet until the 1st of April. It'll just sit there and get soggy in the yard bag. So I just put it on the out lawn because sooner or later, you know, when I am raking, all that stuff on the out lawn will be in a huge pile where I can put it in a plastic container for them to pick up. There's some areas where I say, holy cow, man. There is a lot of debris, that's for sure. It looks like I'm going to be caught by a train up ahead here. I'm in Bay City now. Oh, let's see. KAALDF for ID, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned it or not. In our last couple team meetings, we've been being asked that everybody needs to have a badge to get to a local office that's near you. It's easy for me. The same office I've been working at since 2015, just 20 minutes away up in Flint. The building's still going because there's 3 pharmacies in there that ship. And visiting nurses come to the location. There's an infusion pharmacy, a huge conveyor system for a big shipping pharmacy, and then there's another one. And if the conveyor system goes down and my partner is off on vacation, I have to go up and get it back up and running. So, anyway, they're talking about maybe going to a hybrid where you work from home 3 days a week and go into the office 2 days a week or vice versa. So, my badge expired at the beginning of the year, so I went up and got my badge renewed. And some of the offices that people used to go support that are working from home now, they've closed them. So everybody's scrambling to find an office to go into and just waiting to hear if we're going to be able to keep working from home or if we're going to have to start going in a couple days a week.
What do you think about that?
Well, if you have an office that needs support and you're there, and they've got, you know, you can help somebody out, great, but none of us support any of the facilities right now. Like, I didn't get called in once last year to go. Craig was able to, he's the normal guy that takes care of the Flint site. He was able to take care of it every time they needed something. I went into the office 4 times a year last year just to keep my badge active and just go in and see Craig a couple times, but I didn't have to support anything. All the people that we support work from home. We don't have anybody that we support in the office on a day-to-day basis. I'd like to be able to work from home, especially with the gas prices going up like they are. I filled up on my way back from my allergy shot. My car takes premium. I had a online coupon for Shell for 25 cents off, and it was still $4.85 a gallon. So working from home is great. I can drive the Spark. That's the only car we have that takes regular gas. That's a big saving right there. But they're saying it could get up to $4 a gallon here pretty soon.
On my way coming in, regular gas at the Meijer in Bay City was, what was it, 360, 362, 363.9. Yeah, it's working its way up. Yeah. Well, lovely decision by our team leader. Into that. I'm here at the parking lot. Quite a few people are here already, and you must have thought it'd be pretty hazardous on the way in, probably. I gotta back her up. Yeah, I would imagine you'd probably like staying at home better than, you know, heading out. I'd like that option too, but when you're the quality control engineer, what are you gonna do? Gotta be here, so. Oh! KP8RVP, KA8LDF.
Yeah, my brother, he works for a company out of Lansing. He's hoping the same thing. He moved up to Traverse City because he's pretty much permanent work from home. But if they ever called him back into the office, that'd be a pretty long drive from Traverse City to Lansing. He'd have to move back to this way where he was. But he was in Swartz Creek, and it was still an hour drive from there. From Traverse City, it'd be a two-and-a-half-hour drive or a three-hour drive. Yeah, a lot of people, when COVID happened and everybody was forced to work at home, they had people, you know, like the kids were doing homeschooling at that time, so they had, like, kids at the kitchen table and one in the bedroom, one in the other bedroom. People were buying bigger houses, so they had a room for the husband and the wife to work from home. People moved away from where they originally lived because they didn't have to work in the office anymore, so that'd be a big swing. Right now, my company's testing it in 2 states, hybrid. We'll see what they do with the rest of us. Have a good day at work. Sounds like a lot of people are already there, and we'll catch you next time, Chris. Thanks for the show. KP8RVP.
Well, times have changed, that's for sure. Having that COVID really put a spin on things. Everything. Horrible, really. Still a lot of craziness. Especially in the, you know, automotive work production area, you know. It's just stupid tariffs. Anyways. Yeah, I better get in. Walk the line. We'll catch you later, Mike. Have a good day, and be safe. And I'll talk with you later. Thanks for the ride in, man. KDARVP, this is KAALDF. Word to our team.
You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Is there retail clear?
You're connected to CMN Network.
AFTS, monitoring.
Currently connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
Mike Papa.
NHWCD,
Well, I hope you got some sleep last night. I hope your day went well today. How's things going?
It's going. It was a long day today, but we got through it, and now I'm off the rest of the week, so. How was your day?
Yeah, I believe it. It was a long day today. Glad you're out of there, heading home there. Like you say, at least you've got the weekend there. We're doing pretty good here. Squaring away some things here from his mom's passing. I put up some pictures here a few minutes ago, but other than that, we're doing okay.
That sounds good. Now we gotta get your other digital picture frame up and running. Hopefully have that up and running here either later today or tomorrow for you. So.
That'll be nice. That'll be nice indeed. I figured I'd kind of sprinkle some pictures throughout the house there of mom. So Yeah, it's, like I say, things have gone pretty good. You know, it's not gone without challenges today. Like I say, just trying to deal with some of the stuff and deleting here. It kind of makes it hard, but, you know, something that's a necessary thing, I suppose.
Yeah, it's not, I'm sure it's not easy. Don't have to do it all at once. You know, it's one of those things, you know, just in time, you know. So.
W-H-C-S.
Yeah, that's that. Exactly. Just taking it a step at a time, a day at a time, you know. Got my wash done and couple other things. Not really much you can do outside today, so kind of stuck with things indoors. But hey, we're just kind of plugging along.
Yeah, I hear you. It was a dreary day today, and rainy and kind of gross out there, but I guess a good day to work, you know. You're, like I said, you're always welcome to come over, so don't hesitate to come over.
I definitely appreciate that. I definitely appreciate it. I appreciate the invitation there. You definitely will, if it, you know. Yeah, you know, I never, you know, I slept well last night. In fact, I slept the best that I've slept since. In fact, I never even knew. I woke up my phone, I got all these messages that we'd been under a severe thunderstorm watch for a couple hours last night. So, if it stormed, could have proved it mighty.
WHCMN repeater and bill.
Hey, why you? Yeah, I was reading the chat back and forth between it was Washington Management and National Weather Service, and they had asked, hey, are you guys going to issue anything, or what's the plan? And one of the guys at National Weather Service was like, I think we're good. I think we're gonna. If anything, it's a very low probability, and it'll be later on, and got towards later on, and sure enough, they must have seen something and issued it. So I think that tornado that ripped through Union City there, I think it's got a lot of people on edge.
AWCB, yes, that's probably true. And yeah, I looked at radar before I went to bed last night, and it looked like a lot of it was, you know, in the watch area to the north of us, towards the thumb, and I'm thinking, man, probably not, but I thought I started hearing some rumbles of thunder and some rain falling, and it's like, well, I'm just going to go to sleep, and like I say, I slept and never even heard anything since they couldn't have proved it by me.
WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Yeah, it wasn't horrible. It was a decent thunderstorm, but it wasn't at least in my opinion, wasn't anything in severe criteria. So, but it's, I guess better than what they got down in Indiana and Illinois.
Yeah, they got rocked pretty good last night too. Again, they got some pretty strong storms. I think they had some tornadoes there, and yeah, definitely was watching that part of the system definitely in that way.
Did I send you that radar footage from last night?
I I think you did. I remember you did, because I think you were pointing out a BOACO, if I'm not mistaken, up near northern Illinois, outside of Chicago or somewhere in that vicinity. So, yeah, I think that's the one you're referring to.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one that actually they're looking at the potential of it being an EF3 or an EF4. Pretty nasty tornadoes this year already.
Yes, definitely. Like I say, the strength of them already this year is like, wow. Like I say, I'm hoping it's not going to be an active year, but already, just especially across the region, northern Illinois, Indiana, and that, you know, southwestern lower Michigan, it's bad. The devastation, and hopefully, like I say, it's going to be a sign of things to come this coming spring and summer.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about. But keep an eye on things and see how it goes. It's one of those things that pretty starting out rough. And we got spotter training coming up, and a couple other things coming up. So, good time for training.
Yes, it definitely doesn't hurt to get that refresher training in. Like I say, they always put on a good presentation, a lot of good graphics and information. Again, it's just it's not like. Use it every day, although some of us, have been in a long time. You still need a little bit of reminder, some of the terms, some of the ways to report the storm. Again, being efficient about and concise about the report. So definitely, it's a needed refresher every year.
Yeah, same here. It's good to go over, it's good to know, and kind of have a good grasp of what's going on, what needs to be said and done on the radio, because, you may only get that one chance to say it, and definitely don't want to tie the radio off either.
That's it. Again, that accuracy, brevity, and clarity is important. And again, getting it right, being concise about it, clear about it, and following the format there that they want you to do and what they're looking for. So it's important. We need those reminders. Sometimes we have to kind of. In our excitement, or we're wanting to help, but sometimes we need to wait and follow the protocols that their National Weather Service is looking for.
Okay, Wayne. Yeah, for sure. For sure, it's much needed, just with the activity this year already, so. Watching a lot of the storms this year, and it's just been a rough year already. So we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out.
NAWCB, yes, I agree with you there. Absolutely. So like I say, even Texas, I think, has had some pretty rough weather down there. So it's just. It's all over, and just various spots. We definitely have those seasons, and again, that's the importance of preparedness. And even hearing about last night, I heard there were fatalities from the storms, tornadoes, Indiana and Illinois. So again, that's where, again, knowing, you know, what to do and planning accordingly.
Yeah. Yeah, I was reminded something this morning. I was on TikTok, and someone was looking for their loved one, and it's like, you know, that's something that us as, you know, ham radio operators, you know, we can help out with that, you know, and kind of getting the word out, passing the word out, you know, looking for somebody, and, you know, locate family. I know it's happened in the past where, you know, family's looking for a family member, and, you know, the word got out on the ham radio, and I was able to locate that family member and report back that they were okay.
Roger that. Yes, that is, again, that's an important facet of ham radio, whether it's, you know, again, by voice or Winlink or other modes there, NTS traffic, those types of things, again, just to be able to locate someone, because again, if you know, they tell you have a meeting place, have a place that you, you know, a designated place you can go to, or again, that's just it's important in that way.
Yeah, yeah. So there might be some growth coming up on, you know, with Winlink, and, you know, even passing messages along, and you know, seeing if you know, we can get the kind of get the word out and make sure that we're accurate with the information given to us. So.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, like I say, and I know that it's been stressed on a couple of our nets of Winlink, and that's, you know, something I'm not, right now I'm not prepared for. I'm hoping perhaps even now with that other call thing bring up there for me, you know, maybe I can set up Winlink if I'd have to get the equipment, the cords there, just to you know, connect the like phone or to the radio or something like that. And, you know, give it a try, I guess. See what happens.
Yeah, yeah. You and me both will have to work on getting a good setup there so we can. Can run Winlink without having to have Telnet.
Yes, exactly. So now that's kind of the hope, but you know, we'll see what happens. But again, again, those types of communications, you know, they're able to go through times when voice isn't available, and you know, you got some information to send out. And, definitely sounds like a very viable plan there. It's just a matter of putting it together and pushing forward again.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and relax for a little bit and get some supper. But appreciate you coming along and doing the conversation on the way north, and hopefully you guys have a good night. Enjoy supper, and like I said, you're more than welcome to come over, so definitely don't hesitate.
I won't hesitate by any means. I appreciate the invite, and definitely will keep that in mind. But speaking about supper, I enjoyed the first half of the broth last night, and I'm going for the second half tonight. Definitely looking forward to it. But yeah, good conversation there. Thanks for the ride along, coming north, and hey, you got the weekend there. I certainly hope your meeting tomorrow is productive, like I say, I hope you have a good weekend off. If you need anything, certainly let us know down here. So, tell everyone hello. Wishing you 73 and 88 to you and family. And we'll talk again soon. NEWCB is clear on your mic.
Sounds good, dear. Sounds good. Get some rest tonight and enjoy your brats. I had some for lunch today, so that was delicious. But enjoy your dinner and like I said, need anything, reach out. These are on here, statewide one there. So, but anyways, get some rest and we'll talk here soon. 73s. And 88, you and mom. 88YNU, quick.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
Hey, it went.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.